Hannah Esther.
Hannah.
Hi, Hannah. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm going to go on mute now.
Okay. As soon as it comes on, I'll do the same.
Okay.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Evening.
So we're on verse 20 in section 3 of the Parasha of Noah. We'll start with the Lashem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kudshab Rechu Ishkin Tebid Hilu Erchimu Hilu Hilu Erchimu Le'atka L'shem Yud Hei Bevav Hei L'Yehuda Shilim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konaneh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konanehu Rabbi Chiya Yov Amar Kola Ad Bekal Ro Mila Kadam Aro VeDavid Toldot BeAlma Toldot Alma Maminun Ilein Nishmat On De Tzadikaya Inun Iba De Ovado De Kudsha Berichu. Rabbi Chiya said, it all amounts to the same thing. And they all said one thing, that the righteous produces offspring in the world. He also asked, who are the offspring of the world? And he answers, they are the souls of the righteous, as they are the fruit of the handiwork of the Holy One, blessed be He. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I was thinking that because of Noah and the generations that were to follow from him as righteous, that Hashem just makes sure there's righteous people on the earth.
Well, that would imply that there's no free will for those people that he's considering righteous.
Oh, well, I wouldn't have thought that. I thought because of the system that he created with having evil and good, you know, that gives you, that's the choice. That's your free choice.
That is the free choice. So you can choose good or you can choose not good. But the this verse is saying, he's saying that the righteous produce offspring. And then he's asking who they are, and he's answering, they are the souls of the righteous. Well, the righteous are producing righteous. And what is the righteous person? It starts when you start to study Torah. That moves you to a path where you start to become righteous. And we have a teaching that the children of the righteous people are their students. So this verse, on one level, I'm not saying it, I agree with what Hannah said, that, but it's also in another frame, it's saying that the souls that the righteous person produces is the students that he teaches. And those students are righteous by virtue of being taught by a righteous person. They tend to follow that righteous person's rules and teachings. Any other comments or questions? Verse 21. Rabbi Shimon Amar Vishata Dekucha Rihu Mitater Viatro Mitater Meela Umitata Mela Meatar Deamika Tikola Meatater Metata Bama Venishmatchon Titsadikaya Tidain Itosa Ayim Meela Umitata uit kalal atar mikdasha mikol sitrin uvara it malya veyama ishtelim uvden yahav lakola. Rabbi Shimon said, when the Holy One, blessed be He, puts on His diadem, He crowns Himself from above and from below. Above by the region of absolute depth, which is Abba and Ima, and below by the souls of the righteous. The result is that in an increment of life from above and below embraces the place of sanctuary on all sides, causing the cistern to become full and the sea to be replenished, thereby providing life to all. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Was it describing Hashem as associated with Keter, and that it says
no,
he crowns him from above, that it's releasing that Shefa down to where it reaches Malkut eventually, and with the cistern having to do with water, loving kindness, and everything that water stands for does provide life to all. So to me, it's like showing that everything comes from Keter down.
It's actually connecting us to Zeranpin, and more specifically to Yesod.
Well, I thought because of Abba and Ema that it was a higher level. But
it is, but that's the above.
Mm-hmm.
See, it says he crowns himself from above and from below. From above, it's got a code word, absolute depth. And then Rabbi Ashlag explains is that's Abba and Ima. So that's the Hakka and Bina. So it's really talking about Zeron Pin, because above it's saying Abba and Ima, and below it's saying the cistern, which or the sanctuary. All of these are code words for Malchut. And yes, you are right. It was talking about the cistern, and the sea is talking about love and mercy.
Mm-hmm. And I even feel like when at some point in your life where you finally are having that urge or desire that you want to be closer to the Creator, that it's the Creator who's drawing that out of you. You know, it's like the chef is coming down and the female waters are going up. And I see that in that verse.
Yes, and that is correct. That is hinted at in the verse.
Okay, tell us what you see now. I gave it to you on a second grade level. Now you can raise us up.
You broke up a bit. I wasn't sure what you said.
I said, okay, you heard my explanation, which was the second grade level. Now you bring us up to a higher level and tell us what you see in the verse. Is that a legitimate question?
Well, it's a legitimate question, but I had discussed it already as you were talking and I was talking. I was saying that it's not talking about Keter, it's talking about Zeron Pin.
Okay.
And it's talking about above Zeron Pin and below Zeron Pin. And it's relating the idea of a cistern is a code word for Malchut, but it's also a code word for Torah. So it's that cistern is talking about Yesod. And the sanctuary is Malchut. And it's discussing how the Torah feeds everything. From above it flows into Zeron Pin, and from Zeron Pin it flows into Malchut. And all of that is being expressed in that verse.
And you don't think that first line, when the Holy One blessed thee, he puts on his diadem, that he crowns himself from above, you don't think that's starting from Keter?
No, because what's above Keter?
Adam Kadmon.
Well, Adam Kadmon is above, Adam Kadmon is the world of Keter. What's above Keter is En Sof. And so but Adam Kadmon is the world of Keter.
Okay.
And so putting on the crowns, it's talking about Zeron Pin is looking up to Abba and Ima and taking aspects of Abba and Ima and crowning itself with it. So in that sense, it's the Keter of Zeron Pin. But we don't ever speak of the Keter of Zeron Pin, because Zeron Pin only consists of the lower seven. It's like what we talked about, I think it was even yesterday, we talked about Shabbat having the aspects of the Malchin of the next week's day. You know, it's the Malchim, the upper three Sephirot of next week. There are 7 days in next week, but within the Shabbat that is prior to the week, that Shabbat has the three upper Sephirot. for that next week.
I thought about that today, and I thought that really, I mean, it really was there. You know that there's 7 days in a week, and Shabbat is the seventh day. So, but it was because they stated, you know, that there was a Mokim that kind of threw you off of, it did me anyway, of thinking that three of the Sephirot were concealed. But you definitely see it after you, you know, little simple
after
truth
that
you're going 7 days in a week and Shabbat is the seventh day, well, you can understand that the Mokim would be concealed.
Right.
I was glad you mentioned that yesterday. See, so many times what we're studying, it's there, and it's not so deep. It's just that somehow we miss it. But then once you point it out, and I'm sure everybody's like I am, these things come back to you the next day, whatever you're doing, if you're working in your house or cooking or whatever, the thoughts come back and you ponder it, and then it's like, oh, that was, I should have known that. That wasn't as short as I thought. That's what's so good about having you.
That's the synecdoche, the synecdoche. It's, you know, you deal with one subject and then you start seeing that subject everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really been true. Okay, so we finished this section three. So tomorrow we'll start section four, starting with verse 22.
Okay.
You all have a good evening.
Okay, thank you.
Our 7 o'clock. Shalom. Our 7 o'clock class will continue the teachings of the third temple. Shalom
okay.
To all.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Thank you.